dated. This is in letters of the Rebbe and the Holy Rebbe, volume 6. This is letter number 1827. This is dated the 7th day of Elul Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the philanthropist, Chaim Yaakov Shiyichya Holman. There are more titles. And the Rebbe says, Shalom Abracha. So the Rebbe said, I was happy to have the opportunity to speak with you by telephone and to personally present to you my wishes that the Blessed Hashem shall grant you long life, good years, and proper health. And together with the fact that you have undertaken the great mitzvah to help build a house for kosher education, Altaris HaKodesh, HaAdmas HaKodesh, on the purity, holy purity on the holy land. It must be in Israel that he undertook to pay to help with the building over there. So now the Rebbe says that your contribution has already reached us and it was already transmitted to transform this into actuality of the purpose, in order to the building. The funds, the money has been going already directly to the building. So I take the opportunity to once again repeat the blessing that it should come down from potential to practical. In generally, the Rebbe says, because in general, by Jews, all blessings are their potential, But yet, the ultimate goal is that these blessings of the Blessed Hashem shall come down over here into actuality. And that is also connected to the idea of the soul descending from a very high rooftop, basically to a very deep abyss. So we have the soul coming from high going low. The blessing needs to come from way up there, come down below. And so it is by Jews in general, by each one. So in other words, we need to take the blessing which is very high up and to bring it down into the low, into this world. You have to be able to cash it in the bank, as the Rebbe said elsewhere. So therefore, since that your tzedakah for Eretz Yisrael is... No, actually, I changed that. It's probably the word is arayin. It's missing a nun over here by me. It has entered for good action, so it actually is doing what it's supposed to, as the Rebbe said before, to accomplish life in life. So I bless you, I wish you that the godly blessings for this great mitzvah should also come down in actuality, pragmatically, for long life, good years, proper health, and everything that you need, physically and spiritually, for you and your wife and your family members. Rebbe says, I hope to hear from you good news constantly, all the days, and with blessing for Aksiva for you and your family, and your wife and your family, may they live. So here you see, the Rebbe says, one time he got a thank you for his pledge. And the Rebbe pledged him, and the Rebbe spoke to him over the telephone. But now, the Rebbe says that once the actual money came down, then he wants to bless him again. The Rebbe says, this is the way it works, that we all have blessings from Hashem. But in a way, when we give our tzedakah, not only in the pledge, but it comes down into this world, then... we get our blessing also in that way, and the Rebbe equates it to the neshama coming from very high, bringing it down into this world.